This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is interesting. They say if you were born in the last 6 months of the year, you are going to be less likely to be obese. They say sex in the winter produces children who will be thinner, because their bodies will be better at burning fat. Now, my birthday is June 16. I was relatively slender until, like, recently, and so I don't know if I buy this or not. But the research suggests that when people make love in a colder climate, I don't even want to imagine the process of my parents, you know? That's really something that I think really destroys us kids, you know? We're like, okay, well, you know, we made our babies. And then you're like, well, how was I made? And you're like, ugh, disgusting, leave me alone. And unfortunately, just a thought we have to have. The only way I get through it, by the way, guys, if you want to get through the concept of your parents having had sex and making you, imagine them being so drunk that it just accidentally happened, you know? I think that's a lot easier. I imagine my parents being completely wasted. The problem is my dad didn't like alcohol, and so I can't, excuse me, really convince myself with that. The other thing I think of is an immaculate conception, you know? I mean, I think that the Lord really wanted me to exist. And I love my mom, but she's kind of a pain in the butt. And I think another theory I have is my dad prayed, going, look, I don't know why you brought me to my mom or to, you know, who my mom is now, but I can't sleep with her and I want a baby. So God said, well, just go to sleep and we'll figure out how to get one of your sperm critters in there and make Dr. Dahlia. And yeah, I think it could have happened. And that's how my mom got pregnant. And then she gave birth to me, and I came out of her belly button. Cannot imagine coming out any other way. Okay? And, no, with my kids, oh, I'm honest. I mean, when they were really little, I did the belly button thing. But then, you know, they got me so mad one day, my kids. They just got me so gosh darn mad that I go, if I knew you were going to cause me this much pain, even more than when you tore through my vagina and tore me up from here to Mississippi, there is no way I would have, and you know, given birth to you guys. And the look of horror on my kid's face when they found out they came out of my vagina. And whenever they get me mad, I will remind them, you know, on their birthday. Okay, like, let's say they're like, I want this for my birthday, or I don't want to do chores on my birthday. You know, I will just purposely go, oh, you know, 18 years ago today, you came out of my Lily, and you said, hey, Mom, no, Lily. So I torture my kids because, I don't like them sometimes. Anyway, so they say when people make love in a colder climate, their children will be blessed by carrying more subs, more brown fat. You know how you have brown fat and white fat? Brown fat was discovered back in 2009, found along the spine and our necks. I thought we knew of brown fat earlier than that, though. But according to Daily Mail, it appears to be more prevalent in those who are thinner. So thinner people have more brown fat, than overweight. So we think that brown fat helps keep our weight down by burning the white fat. So, according to this finding, reported in the Scientific Journal of Nature Medicine, they looked at the brown fat levels in the bodies of more than 8,400 adults using scanners. And they found that if people were born between July and December, right, that means they were conceived in the warmer part of the year, they had more brown fat than those born between January and June conceived in the colder half of the year. So for me to have been born June 16, that means my parents had sex in September. So maybe I'm on the cusp of it because, you know, I don't know. So anyway, they say people in cold regions have particularly high levels of brown fat. So until now, the assumption was that this had to do something with the temperatures people experience in their lifetime. So temperatures prior to conception may affect later levels of brown fat. Now, I know some of you guys are like, well, wait a second. If this brown fat helps burn more energy and keeps us skinny, can somebody transplant brown fat into me? I'm already three steps ahead of you guys on that. I've already looked into it. I've already asked my doctor to liposuction out the white fat and insert brown fat in there, and they said they can't do it. Not going to happen. And I think the reason why is there's a little bit more to it. Those with brown fat have a whole completely different metabolic process. It's not just the brown fat. So they say an analysis of the offspring, they looked at mice, and they had some at 73 degrees Fahrenheit and some at 46 degrees Fahrenheit, and then they allowed them to mate. An analysis of the offspring showed that the temperature females were kept at before and after mating had no impact on their brown adipose tissue, but males kept in a cool environment for several days prior to mating had more active brown adipose tissue than those males kept in cooler conditions. So what that means, ladies, is you got to find a man from Alaska, and then he's going to make you a skinny baby. That's pretty cool. All right, speaking of babies, they say babies should be fed solid food, right? From 3 months, I disagree with that. Give breast milk until 6 months, but gradually introduce solid foods to your babies, and they'll sleep better. Now, I don't like the idea of introducing food before the baby's gut is ready. A baby's gut, I don't think, is ready at the 3 months, but they're finding that babies sleep better when they are more full. And we've been told to delay solid food, but scientists think that, you know, maybe, right, they'll end up less hungry overnight. I say these kids need to be getting used to early on that mommy has to sleep and they'll eat when mommy says they eat. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, this stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, what was the song? Mr. Dolly Man, Dolly Me Banana. Okay, so here's the thing with the bananas. All right? There may not be any bananas to tally because we are being told that the entire species may go extinct of the bananas that we eat. Now, some of you are like, I don't care. I can't stand it. My mom used to buy bananas and make me eat it. I don't like bananas. I agree. I'm really not a big banana fan. I mean, maybe I'll eat banana nut bread. That's about it. I like grapes. Yeah, I mean, when I read the headline, I was like, who cares? But here's the thing. In the media, I still have to cover the news, even if I don't give a damn about bananas at all. It's interesting, though, what's happening. Okay? So, scientists are going bananas over the possibility of the fruit becoming extinct. Why? Because of a widely spreading fungal disease. Now, Panama disease is an infection that has already ravaged banana farms in Africa, Australia, Central America, the Middle East, and Asia. I'm sorry. So what scientists are freaking out about is if this spreads to South America, the most widely consumed banana, the Cavendish banana, may fall victim. Now, I wrote an article on this on my website, and you'll see the bananas. You know, I am a Chiquita banana, you know, the little Chiquita thing. Those are called Cavendish bananas. Now, like I said, most of us, we don't give a damn. We buy bananas, and maybe by the time we eat one, the rest are bruising, so we throw them all out, which is why I only buy like one or two bananas at the most. I am tired of buying a bunch of bananas and throwing them all out. I know you could use the rest for banana bread, I know, but my kids, I don't know how to make banana bread. We're supposed to be cutting the carbs in our house. So, the scientists are concerned that if South America gets hit with this fungus, then the fall of the Cavendish banana may be the end of the species. Now, some people say, well, South America is far away from Africa, so everybody chill. Well, back in the 1950s, Panama disease, also known as Fusarium wilt, caused by the fungus Fusarium oxysporum, almost wiped out all the banana farms in South America. Oh, did I say South Africa? I meant South America. So, the bananas already back in the 1950s were almost already wiped out. And they say this strain today is more resilient, more deadly, and more resistant to fungicides. And again, there's pictures of this so you could see it. So the scientists now are trying to scramble to save the species. So how could they do this? Well, apparently there are five trees, just five. One, two, three, four, five. Five trees of it's called the Madagascar tree. It's really, really rare. And they grow a wild banana, nothing that I think we would want to eat. And they're resistant to the fungus. So what these scientists are thinking they need to do is hybrid one of our Chiquita bananas with this Madagascar tree DNA to make a resilient banana to the fungus. And then this way we can have our banana splits without having any issues. You dig? So that's what they're working on. Tricky stuff. And so, you and I are kind of torn. There's only one of you listening to the show right now, so, you know, I can talk to you privately, personally. You and I think, are under the belief of, well, I don't know if I want our food messed with. I don't think I like a lot of tinkering. When man messes with nature, you know, poop happens. But you have a lot of people out there that really like the bananas. Think the bananas have a lot of potassium, they have a lot of fiber. And if it's man, this is how I justify it, allowing scientists to get involved. And remember, I'm a scientist, right? Going through, you know, undergrad, majoring in biology, minoring in chemistry, you're a scientist. Doing research, becoming a doctor, you're a scientist. So yeah, I'm a scientist. I know, pretty sexy, isn't it? See, scientist women, some guys think that's really sexy, especially when we wear glasses. It's so cool. You know? There's only a select few guys out there that think it's sexy, but it's pretty sexy. Scientist girl wearing glasses, guys like that. It's like, dang, all right. I mean, that's why my husband married me. Trust me, it wasn't for the sex. That's my weakest. Anyway, back to bananas. Where was I with this whole science thing? Oh, yeah. So, I don't like man messing with nature, right? Man dinks, God links. Man works, God laughs. However, if it's man's fault that nature is screwing up, or if it's man's fault that nature is going through this, like, you know, how forests will have a fire? And they go, well, of course forests will have fire. It's a natural circle of life. You have a forest, God sends down a lightning bolt, or two clouds collide, comes lightning. Lightning strikes a tree, causes a fire. It's a circle of life. That's how things have to happen. But when we cause the fire, or if we're bringing over the fungus, that's a problem. then I think man could interfere. When man or women, I mean, I'm talking about men and women. I'm not just blaming the men. You know, we blame men for a lot of things. I'm not going to blame men for this one. This is a man's fault. But when humans cause this destruction in nature, that's a problem. By the way, I'm not a big banana split eater. I mean, I just like toppings. I'm not a big ice cream eater. So I don't want a banana blocking the toppings. I don't want the ice cream blocking the toppings. I just want the toppings. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Airline workers. We talked about airline workers having issues with cancer risk. And last year, I don't know if you guys remember, they were talking about dirty sock smell. And I thought it was something worth bringing up. They say the smell of jet fuel is pretty common in the passenger cabin, you know, as we're taxiing. Sometimes you get the aroma of dirty socks, rancid cheese, wet dog. Well, they're saying that these smells are found in the jet engine, which bleeds air, which is outside air that has been shunted from the engines into an air conditioning system and then into the cabin. And cabin pressurization, water tank storage, cabin heating to dissipate the wing ice. Apparently, this air is really necessary. You need the air. But when engine seal deteriorate, the bleed air can mix with fumes from high-temperature synthetic engine oil. At high concentrations, that can make flight crews and passengers grow ill. So we've been hearing more and more of these planes having to land because people are sick and pilots have had to, you know, divert to the closest airport. Last year, there was a Florida-bound JetBlue flight that had to be diverted to Oklahoma City because people were treated for breathing difficulties. In October 2016, a British Airbus bound for London from California had to divert to Vancouver after all 25 crew members became ill. Again, cabin fumes suspected in the case. So are these toxic? Well, a lot of airline labor organizations are lobbying for the passage of the U.S. Senate measure called the Cabin Air Safety Act. Now, I'm not sure if that's passed. I know we have rules and regulations, but I'm not sure how the Cabin Air Safety Act is doing. I guess the legislation was from Senator Richard Blumenthal. And I guess they wanted to devise a standard form for the incident reports from pilots, flight attendants, maintenance technicians. And then the agency would publish a quarterly tally requiring annual training so flight crews could identify the fume events. But here's my issue. Carbon monoxide is odorless. You may not be able to detect carbon monoxide. Now, I believe they have carbon monoxide monitors now, and they watch that really, really closely. But apparently the agency has received reports from carriers of 98 fume events in 2015 of almost 9 million flights. And we're being told by Bloomberg that fume events happen an estimated 2.6 times a day. Now, remember, passenger jet engine air design dates to the 1950s have been still used in all commercial airlines, but we have made some changes. And so what we're being told is if you smell sweat, locker room, dirty sock, rancid cheese, wet dog, burning rubber, musty sour milk, you know, this could be some signs that we have some nasty air coming in. Now, people take off their socks and shoes, so you'll smell their dirty socks. You'll smell people's old sandwich because they were in line for hours, you know, with the TSA. And so it's, you know, we don't want people panicking. But apparently it's just something that we need to keep an eye on. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
USA Radio News.
Four more boys from that Taiwan soccer team were rescued today from the cave, bringing the total to 8. Now, the rescue operation has ended for the day in Thailand. As of right now, we're not hearing about the health of the 8 boys who were rescued. That means there's still 4 boys left in the cave and their coach. Jake Zawig is a former U.S. Navy SEAL involved in rescue operations. He talks about what sort of task it is to get those boys out.
To climb to Mount Everest and back. You've got over 1,000 people on the ground outside of a cave. And, you know, they got to cover 2.5 miles to get them out under the worst conditions in the world.
Tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, President Trump will announce his Supreme Court nominee. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee shares what he's hoping for in a candidate.
A constitutionalist, somebody who is pure to the original words and text of the Constitution.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with 4 locals and 1 grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, back in the news is Dr. Burnout. And, again, this affects you, unfortunately, more than it should. Because as physicians get more and more burned out or more depressed, it could lead to major medical errors. Duh. I don't see why we had to spend money on this study. But it reminds us that your doctor may need a hug. I think they need a lot more than a hug. They need Obamacare to go away. That's what they need. They say burnout, fatigue, and depression may affect major medical errors. They say medical errors contribute to an estimated 100,000 to 200,000 deaths per year. That's according to the Institute of Medicine. Okay, hold the phone. We are not killing you in the hundreds of thousands of numbers because we are making mistakes. That is not happening. Okay, we got to be really, really careful with how in the media they describe this. Okay, a medical error. Okay, you and I, if we heard of a medical error, we think, okay, there's a guy that walks in and we run a pregnancy test on him. That's an error. Or you come in for a leg amputation on the left and we amputate on the right. That does not happen 200,000 times, causing you to die. Okay, that doesn't make any sense. Now, medical errors that could account for some of the errors that we're having would be like, okay, well, you're allergic to penicillin, and we give you penicillin. You go into anaphylaxis and you die. Now, that's horrible. And it probably may happen. I don't think we have it happen 200,000 times. And the other thing, too, is when we know you have an allergy, we don't necessarily give you a medication such as that. So what if we don't know you're allergic? So it gets clocked as, yeah, the doctor gave him a medication. He died from it. He should have known that he was allergic. Well, how do you know if the patient doesn't tell you they were allergic? I mean, what is being... Nobody is telling us what these medical errors are. We're not cutting off the wrong amount. We're not cutting off that many wrong legs. We're not writing penicillin when you're allergic 200,000 times. That's not happening. I mean, we do make mistakes. There could be a mistake. Like a mistake that may be made is we order a pelvic ultrasound. And the pelvic ultrasound, if we forget to write transvaginal pelvic ultrasound, you'll get a pelvic ultrasound on top of the pelvis, and they just won't put the probe on the inside. All right? So that could be a medical error. I'll give them that. But they're saying we have 200,000 deaths per year? That means somebody had to have died? Because the ultrasound did not see what need to be. Usually the doctor would catch, go, oh, you know what, I need a better look at the ovary. Or the radiologist would say, guys, could you also order a transvaginal? So I just don't, what are they dying from? What are we doing wrong that's causing somebody to turn around and die as a result? Now, maybe what they're including in some of this is, well, they got an infection. You gave them an infection. Well, that's not an error. That's an unlucky, you know, consequence of being in the hospital. I mean, I'm not licking a needle or licking a scalpel and then cutting you with it. I'm using a sterile scalpel. Well, you must have done something because you got it contaminated and that's a medical error. A medical error is you planning on doing one thing, or your plan is not the right plan. Somebody getting an infection when they're in the hospital doesn't necessarily mean medical error. Reusing a syringe, that's a medical error. We're not reusing syringes and then people dying as a result 200,000 times a year. So, you know, be careful when you see the study. However, where it does affect you all is your doctor burned out? Is your doctor tired? Is your doctor depressed? There's a good chance. According to a study, they say burnout occurs in more than half of doctors. Researchers surveyed physicians across the country to understand the relationship between burnout and major medical errors in their careers. And their findings, published by the Mayo Clinic Proceedings, suggest that burnout plays a large role in errors. Other independent factors affecting errors include perceived safety of the workplace, physician fatigue, physician mental health. Now, Stanford University School of Medicine anonymously surveyed more than 6,600 physicians in active practice. They were asked to fill out standardized questionnaires looking at their level of burnout, well-being, fatigue, symptoms of depression, In addition, the doctors were asked to grade the safety of their workplace and comment on any major medical errors they may have made. 10% of doctors reported making a major medical error in the 3 months of the survey, 1 in 20 of these errors being fatal. They say the most common mistakes were errors in judgment, followed by incorrect diagnosis and technical errors. Radiologists, neurosurgeons, emergency doctors reported the most errors. Pediatrics, psychiatrists, and anesthesiologists reported the fewest. 55% of doctors reported symptoms of burnout, 1 in 2. 33% had high levels of fatigue. 6.5% had thoughts of killing themselves in the last year. They say doctors have 3 to 5 times the suicide rate of the general public. So medical errors are twice as likely if your doctor is burned out. So some of you are like, okay, whoa. So, okay, wrong diagnosis, depression. How do I know if my doctor is depressed or burned out? Well, let's look at this wrong diagnosis. In an ER, okay, somebody may beat themselves up over, okay, remember I told you there was that case where a woman came in with a bladder infection, and she had a bladder infection. But when she wanted nausea medicine, when I gave her nausea medicine, she started to have trouble breathing. So I'm like, hold the phone, let me check you out, something's not right. And it turned out she had had a heart attack the night before. So, who knew? She came in, complained of bladder issues. No chest pain, no trouble breathing. But when I gave her the nausea medicine, it induced her second heart attack, lucky for her. So we sent her to Scottsdale Memorial Hospital, and she got taken care of. And cath, and she was fine, lived through it. Somebody might say, oh, man, I misdiagnosed. I diagnosed him with a bladder infection. I feel so bad. Whoa. There's only so much you could do. She didn't complain of chest pain or shortness of breath. I was really lucky to be able to have gotten that diagnosis. So if somebody didn't get that diagnosis, they can't be beating themselves up. I mean, that guy that had Ebola in Texas, Thomas Duncan, who was diagnosed with gastroenteritis, he might have had gastroenteritis. That doesn't mean it's a medical error. Yeah, they should have asked about, you know, his West Africa travel, and that, you know, could be maybe considered a medical error. But you will not be 100% right the whole time. You're not God. So now, you as a patient, how can you tell if your doctor is burned out? Well, there's very easy ways to tell. When they rush through your visit. If they're rushing through your visit and don't want to sit there and get to know you and seem to enjoy their job, that's a problem. If they don't smile, even as an ER doc, I smiled. I chit-chatted with them. If you ask them, you got a long day ahead of you, and they go, oh, no, don't worry, I love it. Trust me, I live here, I love it, I'm fine. That's a good sign. But if you go, do you have a long day? You go, don't I know it. I can't go home for another 5 hours. That's a problem. Some older doctors may be more burned out than younger ones. They say the 10-year mark is a biggie. At the 10-year mark, most doctors get burned out. I have to say, I started to get burned out too. All right, scary stuff, 1-877 Doc Sally.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Speak, speak.
speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Limited, a name you can trust.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, man, Obamacare may be getting its next blow. As the Trump administration said Saturday, it is going to freeze payments under an Obamacare program that protects insurers with sicker patients from financial losses. This is a move that may cause premium increases to rise. Now, keep in mind, these premium increases have, have been happening now for a while. So, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said the administration is acting because, and this makes sense, there's a conflicting court ruling in lawsuits filed by some smaller insurers who question whether they are being fairly treated under the program. There's a, quote, risk adjustment program that takes payments from insurers with healthier customers and redistributes the money to companies with sicker enrollees. Now, payments for 2017 are $10.4 billion. Now, they claim no taxpayer subsidies are involved, so I wonder where the money is coming from. They say the idea behind the program is to remove the financial incentive for insurers to, quote, cherry-pick healthier customers. So then they're basically going to be getting more money, right, for the sicker individuals, for those with sicker individuals. And they say the government uses a similar approach with Medicare private insurance plans and the Medicare prescription drug benefit. Now, major insurer groups said, look, the program's working well. This is interfering with us. Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, whose members obviously are a mainstay of Affordable Care Act coverage, said they were extremely disappointed. So they're claiming that this move will significantly increase 2019 premiums for millions of individuals and small business owners and could result in far fewer health plan choices. It will undermine Americans' access to affordable coverage, particularly those who need medical care the most. Now, these payments are required by law, and some people are claiming that the administration does have the legal authority to continue making them, despite court cases. But there are other small companies, I guess, not. You see, something's happening where the small companies may not be getting the money that the big companies are getting. And so if this was in the works to pad bigger insurance companies and smaller companies are not getting their subsidies, they do have to halt and figure this out. Now, the administration argued its announcement that its hands were tied by conflicting court rulings in New Mexico and Massachusetts. There was a New Mexico court ruling that questioned the workings of the risk program for insurers. So the administration has asked the court to reconsider its ruling and hopes for a prompt resolution that allows the government to prevent more adverse impacts on Americans that receive insurance. So basically, more than 10 million people are currently buying these health insurance plans through healthcare.gov and state insurance marketplaces. The vast majority of these customers receive taxpayer subsidies under the Obama-era health law. And the brunt of the higher prices fall on solid middle-class consumers who are not eligible for the income-based subsidies. Most of those are self-employed people, small business owners. So what does this mean for you or I? Well, it means that prices are going up, and insurers were planning on prices going up, and we're going to have a lot of excuses, and whether the excuses appropriately or justifiably blame Trump or not, there's going to be a lot of excuses. There's going to be higher premiums. Now, we're right now in July, so we are pretty soon going to be learning of the new price increases for these healthcare.gov plans, and then we are going to have our open enrollment. And you and I are probably sitting there going, why does this still exist? Why, Trump has now been president 2 years. Well, not 2 years, but he's in his second year, a year and a half he's been in. And how do we still have Obamacare as a law? Well, it's because you have a lot of people, like they say, 10 million people, the majority, get these subsidies. So rather than them being on Medicaid, those that make enough money to be out of the Medicaid bracket, but not enough to pay for their own health insurance, get subsidies. That's a lot of money. And my problem with the whole subsidy issue is an insurance company could say, oh, we're adding another $300-$400 to the premiums, and all right, well, the government will subsidize it. I mean, these premiums are already outrageous. Nobody knows how to fix health care. Nobody. Even doctors don't. I mean, I may say, oh, this is a good idea, and this is a good idea. No, no, no. I still don't know how to fix this problem. Because we're healthier now, and we want to live longer. and we want the fancier medications. Here we have a story of a woman claiming that her brain tumor was dismissed because doctors said she had stress. She now is almost paralyzed. Chelsea Humans, 23 years old, was suffering from crippling headaches and dizzy spells when she was 13. Doctors told her it was stress and her hormones. Gave her paracetamol, which is Tylenol. The pain continued, so she searched Google for her symptoms. And she found that she might have a brain tumor. See, in America, I understand it's expensive, but somebody has continued headaches. Before we say, oh, it's just migraines, we'll do a baseline scan. So one specialist did finally carry out a CT scan, and she had a cancerous growth pressing down on her spinal cord. They say she was just 2 weeks away from the tumor causing irreparable damage. And doctors reported she had a pilocytic astrocytoma tumor, the size of an orange, growing on the left side of her brain. 90% of the tumor got removed in 2014. She lost part of her memory, still suffers headaches today. This happened in Great Britain. And so I know we want this push towards socialized medicine, and I know there's cases in America where somebody didn't diagnose a brain tumor. They just put it off as headaches or, you know, period issues or whatever. I get that. But this is where medicine is going, and it's going to continue to go, where we're going to hold off on the test. That's not something that I think is in our best interest. I think what's in our best interest is individualizing. Whoever has an issue that doesn't really fit a cookie cutter issue should at least have the benefit of the doubt. And as we socialize medicine, we are going to have cookie cutter cookbook recipe type protocols. And if somebody wavers from that protocol, orders a CAT scan, orders the MRI, decides to take a step lateral, they're going to have to explain themselves. And I get that. It's money. Businesses are running medicine now. The problem is your life is your life. I mean, you know, you don't want to be a recipe. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Smart technology can see through walls to track and identify people. A group of researchers at MIT has developed an intelligent radar-like technology that makes it possible to see through walls and track people as they move around. This is like Mission Impossible stuff. Now, this may prove helpful if we need to monitor the elderly or sick, or in military operations. The technology is known as RF pose. It can reveal whether someone is walking, sitting, standing, or even waving, and can identify individuals from a known group with a success rate of 83%. Its developers say it could prove useful for law enforcement, search and rescue, and healthcare. They say we've seen that monitoring patients' walking speed and ability to do basic activities of their own can allow us to peek at them. Now, I think I'd want the privacy, especially if I have to run, you know, I run behind a wall to kind of, you know, fix my bra strap. I think I would like the privacy. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.